Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for isolated rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 49. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for isolated rain showers. Lows level off around 35. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for isolated rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 48. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 37.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. For the first time in many years, the Sedgwick County Commission will be all Republican.
Unofficial results show real estate agent Stephanie Wise and former Wichita City Council member Jeff Blubaugh defeating their challengers on Tuesday. Wise, a political newcomer, defeated Save Century 2 founder Celeste Rassette, while Blubaugh defeated incumbent Democrat Sarah Lopez Lewis. A controversial decision the commission has been dealing with has been the possibility of using a sales tax to fund a portion of the county's budget. I'm Jared Cirillo.
In a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission on Tuesday, Spirit AeroSystems said additional layoffs and furloughs could improve liquidity. Boeing factory workers had been on strike for 7 weeks before they approved a contract offer Monday. The furloughs of employees that began on October 28th will end November 18th, and there are no immediate plans for others, but it is a possibility in the future. This is Kansas Information Network News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something. Whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes as long as it's coming from love. Then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Hayes Police Chief Don Schleiber reported that personal items were stolen from 5 cars after a suspect allegedly engaged in car surfing, moving from car to car over the weekend in Hayes. The burglaries occurred on Oak Street, East 19th Street, East 17th Street, and East 16th Street between Friday and the early hours of Saturday. And Schleiber said that personal items such as purses and credit cards were taken, with some of the items recovered nearby after being discarded by the suspect, who only kept desired items. So far, no arrests have been made. Schleiber reminds residents to lock their vehicles and avoid leaving valuable items inside, especially with upcoming holidays, and said if anyone has any information about the Friday and Saturday burglaries, to please call 785-625-1011. One person was injured in an accident just after 6 a.m. on Tuesday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2005 GMC Yukon driven by 18-year-old Antonio Bryce Kuhlman of Oberlin was southbound on U.S. 83, approximately 6 miles north of U.S. 24, when the SUV left the roadway, entered the north ditch, struck a field road, went airborne, and landed and rolled into the north ditch. EMS transported Kuhlman to the hospital in Colby. He was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Law enforcement are investigating a man in connection with the shooting in rural northwest Kansas that sent a woman to the hospital. And according to the Rawlins County Sheriff, Caitlin Warman, the two were in a dating relationship. On October 27th, the Rawlins County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call stating that a woman had been shot in rural Atwood. The woman was transported to the Rawlins County Hospital by a third party, and she was later flown out by Flight for Life. As Rawlins County deputies arrived at the residence, a vehicle driven by a man, later identified as 28-year-old McCray McKilgebrink, left the scene and refused to stop for law enforcement. McKilgebrink drove the vehicle across multiple fields, trying to elude deputies. However, the vehicle crashed, and Majuklibrink was ejected, and he continued to run and hide from law enforcement officers. Deputies eventually took him into custody, and EMS transported him to the Rawlins County Hospital, and he was flown out by Flight for Life. According to Sheriff Warman, he remains in the Thomas County Jail without bond on requested charges of attempted murder in the second degree, intentional, two counts of possession of opium, narcotic, or certain stimulant, cocaine and hydrocodone, possession of firearm while under the influence of alcohol or drugs, criminal carry of weapons, brass knuckles, flee or attempt to elude, commission of any felony, and possession of marijuana. Colby Community College will continue to make higher education affordable for Northwest Kansas in the spring 2025 semester with the Colby Commitment Scholarship, a tuition, fees, and books benefit for students on free and reduced lunches that are attending high schools in the institution's 14-county service area. And additionally, all juniors and seniors at any public, private, or home school in Thomas County will also qualify. Area students who do not live in Thomas County or qualify for free and reduced lunches can take classes for just $50 per credit hour, which includes tuition, fees, and books. Students at high schools in Cheyenne, Decatur, Gove, Graham, Logan, Norton, Phillips, Rawlins, Rooks, Sheridan, Sherman, Thomas, Trigo, and Wallace counties may be eligible in according to family adjusted gross income in relation to the Kansas State Department of Education income guidelines for free and reduced meals. The College Board of Trustees unanimously approved the extension at their October 21st meeting, and the trustees agreed to review the award again in the spring of 2026. Colby Community College President Dr. Seth Carter said they are very grateful to the Colby Community College Board of Trustees for extending this opportunity, as the scholarships directly help the students who need it the most and enhance education and access in Northwest Kansas. The Colby Commitment Scholarship is renewed annually, and for more information, you can visit colbycc.edu/commitment. In Nebraska news, two ballot initiatives allowing medical marijuana coasted to victory on Tuesday night in Nebraska. One of the initiatives legalizes medical cannabis, while the other provides for its regulation. Initiatives 437 had 71% of the vote as of 11:55 p.m., while Initiative 438 had 67%. The victory was a long time coming for supporters of medical marijuana who have tried for several elections to get the issue on the ballot in Nebraska. However, the initiatives are not a done deal, as on Monday, a judge heard closing arguments in a trial over the initiatives. The Nebraska Attorney General's Office alleges that petition circulators and public notaries committed widespread fraud, with one investigator testifying that about 30,000 signatures on each petition were tainted by notary malfeasance. Though Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana, the sponsor of the petitions, said there was not widespread fraud. The judge will not rule in the case until at least November 15th. A Kearney man has been accused of threatening a police lieutenant and stalking the city's police chief is entering into plea agreements in multiple cases, as 59-year-old Marcus Ditchman made the plea deals on Friday. The first case dates back to May of 2023, when Ditchman is accused of threatening to have his dogs attack a police lieutenant outside of the police station. Police arrested Ditchman, who is live-streaming the interaction on his Facebook page, and the county attorney charged him with terroristic threats. The plea deal lowers the felony charge to third-degree assault, which is a Class 1 misdemeanor, punishable by up to a year in prison, though the plea bargain says the state will ask for an 18-month term of probation with the added condition of no internet use or social media presence during that time. The second case dates back to September of 2023. The county attorney charged Ditchman with five misdemeanors, including two counts of stalking. Court documents list Kearney Police Chief Brian Waugh and his wife as victims. However, the details of the investigation are sealed. A judge placed new conditions on Ditchman's bond in August. Ditchman pled no contest to one count of stalking in exchange for the state dropping the four other charges, and the plea bargain included that the state recommend a sentence of 6 months supervised probation to run consecutive to the assault case. Ditchman is set for separate sentencing hearings in district court and county court on December 19th. If the judges follow the sentencing recommendations, Ditchman would serve 2 years of probation. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial public results of the Tuesday, November 5th election in Norton County, there were 2,228 total ballots cast. For United States President and Vice President, Republicans Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance received 1,824 votes. Democrats Kamala Harris and Tim Walz received 338 votes. Independents Robert Kennedy Jr. and Nicole Shanahan received 35 votes. Libertarians Oliver and Matt received 7 votes, and write-ins received 5 votes. For U.S. House of Representatives, 1st District, Republican Tracy Mann received 1,898 votes, and Democrat Paul Buskirk received 279 votes. For Senate, 40th District, Republican Richard Rick Billinger received 1,957 votes, and write-ins received 14 votes. For Kansas House of Representatives, 110th District, Republican Ken Rogers received 1,785 votes, Democrat Elise Henderson received 348 votes, and write-ins received 0 votes. For District Judge, 17th District, Division 1, Republican Jesse A. Thompson received 1,933 votes, and write-ins received 13 votes. For District Court Judge, 17th District, Division 2, Republican Paula D. Hoffaker received 1,919 votes, and write-ins received 13 votes. For Norton County Commissioner, District 2, Republican Marvin Matchett received 583 votes, and write-ins received 8 votes. For Norton County Commissioner, District 3, Republican Garrett Beidler received 579 votes. Independent David Brandyberry received 185 votes, and write-ins received 1 vote. For Norton County Clerk, Republican Craig R. Renner received 1,826 votes, and write-ins received 55 votes. For Norton County Treasurer, Republican Kathy Carlin received 2,013 votes, and write-ins received 29 votes. For Norton County Register of Deeds, Republican Wanda M. Vincent received 2,051 votes, and write-ins received 8 votes. For Norton County Attorney, Republican Abigail R. Horn received 1,952 votes, and write-ins received 17 votes. For Norton County Sheriff, Republican Troy M. Thompson received 2,004 votes, and write-ins received 24 votes. For Norton City Council Ward 1, Gerald L. Jones received 310 votes, and write-ins received 5 votes. For Norton City Council Ward 2, write-ins received 82 votes. For Norton City Council Ward 3, Andrew Black received 348 votes, and write-ins received 5 votes. For Lenora City Council, Chad Brooks received 91 votes, Edmund Jordan received 29 votes, and write-ins received 108 votes. For Almena Township Trustee, there were 20 write-in votes. For Almena Township Clerk, there were 22 write-in votes. For Center Township Trustee, there were 8 write-in votes. For Center Township Clerk, there were Robert D. Wyatt received 323 votes, and write-ins received 3 votes. For Highland Township Trustee, there were 33 write-in votes. For Highland Township Clerk, there were 27 write-in votes. For Solomon Township Trustee, there were 6 write-in votes. For Solomon Township Clerk, there were 5 write-in votes. The Court of Appeals, Position 4, Warner, yes votes received 1,418, no votes received 441. Court of Appeals, Position 6, Bruns, yes votes received 1,403, no votes received 432. For Court of Appeals, Position 8, Atchison, yes votes received 1,169, no votes received 653. For Court of Appeals, Position 9, Berger, yes votes received 1,179, and no votes received 647. For Court of Appeals, Position 10, Pickering, yes votes received 1,183, and no votes received 637. For Court of Appeals, Position 12, Cobble, yes votes received 1,243, and no votes received 580. For Court of Appeals Position 14, Gardner, yes votes received 1,404 and no votes received 418. And for the Norton City Sales Tax, yes votes received 559 and no votes received 614. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have roast beef, whipped potatoes, gravy, apple wedge, pepper strips, banana bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pulled pork sandwich or roast beef sandwich, baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chili, cornbread muffin, cheese sticks, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, rain is likely mainly between 11 a.m. and noon, and it should be cloudy with a high near 49, with a northeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. For tonight, there's a 50% chance of rain. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a low around 35 and a northeast wind around 10 miles per hour. On Thursday, there's a 30% chance of rain, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 48 and a northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, there's a chance of rain before midnight, then a chance of rain and snow. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy Thursday night with a low around 33. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, rain with a high near 47. On Saturday, rain's likely, mainly before noon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 49. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 62. On Monday, Veterans Day, it should be sunny with a high near 62. And on Tuesday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 61. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 39 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is northeast at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.03, the dew point is 34 degrees, and the current wind chill is 35 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20. It's time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas basketball shellacked Howard on Monday night, 87-57 at Allen Fieldhouse. And South Dakota State transfer and Lawrence native Zeke Mayo was 7-for-12 from the field with 19 points in the contest. And after the game, head coach Bill Self talked about what it's like to see Mayo play.
He has beautiful shooting form, and he's a good shooter. I think he's reluctant to shoot sometimes, but I thought tonight he was, and the other game, he was more aggressive shooting the ball. I like it. He's a weapon out there. He can knock it down. Ryland can knock it down. He didn't do that tonight. Diggy can knock it down. It's nice to have somebody that you don't always have to have score in the paint, and you can throw it out and have guys make the defense chase them and have a guy regardless of if it's a first pass or second pass or third pass, have a guy that's capable of making the shot, whichever pass it is.
Number one KU is back at home Friday for a top 10 matchup when they take on number nine UNC at 6 p.m. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com.
Ranchers, as you pregnancy check those cows this fall, you can now vaccinate against calf scours for next spring's calving season. With nasty weather, we all know how devastating calf scours can be. Take advantage of effective scour vaccines like ScourBoz and ScourGuard 4KC. Vaccinate the cow and let her vaccinate the calf via the colostrum milk. Contact Valley Vet Supply and let them help make sense of your scour prevention program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.